Yesterday's hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee's Constitution Subcommittee was designed to review not only the president's proposal for a line item veto, but several others submitted by House and Senate lawmakers. Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold chairs the Constitution Subcommittee and is co-author, along with Wisconsin Republican Congressman Paul Ryan, of one of the line item veto proposals now pending on Capitol Hill.
Senator from Delaware, Senator Carper, who will lead off our hearing today, has a proposal which he may wish to discuss. I've been proud to work with Senator Carper on a number of critical budget issues, including the restoration of PAYGO budget rule, which was so central to our ability to balance the government books during the 1990s. He's been a true champion of taxpayers, and his work in this area is another example of that leadership. And then there is the president's expedited rescission or line item veto proposal that Senator Carper and I will be introducing shortly. The president's approach includes most of what Congressman Ryan and I have targeted, and I believe what Senator Carper targets in his measure as well.
Dr. Jeffrey Liebman, the acting deputy director of the Office of Management and Budget, recapped for the panel how the president's line item veto proposal would work.
Under this new authority, the president can propose fast-track consideration of rescissions of discretionary and non-entitlement mandatory spending. The president is limited to proposing changes that reduce funding levels and cannot use the authority to propose any other changes to law. The fast-track process is thus limited only to reducing or eliminating funding for which a straight up or down vote is desirable. After enactment of funding, the president has 45 days during which Congress is in session to decide whether to submit a rescission package using this expedited procedure. A rescission package submitted under this authority receives fast-track consideration in Congress, debate is limited in both houses, and the package is guaranteed an up or down vote without amendment.
During the question and answer session, Chairman Feingold queried Liebman on some of the finer points of the measure, namely the timing of the rescission provision of the line item veto bill, which could have bearing in how federal agencies spend money and do business.
As I understand, the administration's proposal gives the president up to 45 session days after enactment of a spending bill to send a proposed package of rescissions to Congress. And depending on the time of year, as you all know, that could end up being 3 months or even longer. Does the administration really need that much time to review an appropriations bill and submit proposed rescissions? Could you live instead with 30 calendar days, as I previously proposed in my legislation?
Yeah. You know, the key goal of this provision, and one of the main differences with the existing Empowerment Control Act, is that it requires a rapid submission by the president, that it has to be done within 45 days, unlike the existing rescission authority where submissions can be delayed much later. And the reason we chose 45 days is that at the end of the year, in December or January, frequently there are large omnibus appropriation bills exactly at the same time that we're putting together the president's budget. And so if one gets one of these huge bills and we need the time to go through it and figure out exactly what's in it, do the analysis of the policy and figure out which things need rescissions, we thought that something like 45 days might well be what's needed at that period. Most times of the year, on smaller, more traditional appropriation vehicles, 45 days is longer than one needs. And so one thing one could do is we decided to go simple and just have a single number of days, but one could perhaps have 45 days only for things passed in December or January in an omnibus procedure in a shorter time period on
sounds like
other
something
ones.
We could work
yeah,
out
absolutely.
Discussing. Thank you.
For added perspective, Chairman Feingold invited noted constitutional attorney Charles Cooper, now with the D.C. law firm of Cooper and Kirk, to testify. He says the proposed measure from the White House, in his opinion, is drawn to legally address constitutional concerns raised by the Supreme Court in overturning the 1996 line item veto law.
The various measures that are now pending before this body for your consideration are very much in contrast to those to that act. They are framed in careful obedience, I believe, to Article 1, Section 7, and to the Supreme Court's teaching in Clinton. The president is not authorized by these bills to cancel any spending or tax provision or otherwise to prevent such a provision from having legal force and effect. Instead, the purpose of the proposed measures is simply to provide a fast-track procedure to require the Congress to vote up or down on rescissions that are proposed by the president. In other words, the president's proposed rescissions are just that, proposals. Thus, any spending or tax provision duly enacted into law remains in full force and effect under all of these measures that I've seen, unless and until it is repealed the old-fashioned way, by this body through bicameral passage and presentment.
At this point, there's no word on what next steps are in store for the line item veto proposals. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.